Now, Niall, ground nesting birds are significantly more likely than other birds to be on the decline across Europe. And those nesting in agricultural habitats are almost even more likely again to experience a drop in their numbers, like the corncrake you can hear in the background. But before we speak to Barry McMahon from the School of Agriculture and Food Science at UCD, Niall, can you paint a pen picture of ground nesting birds for us, please?
They are birds that nest on the ground, which is actually more species than people might think. So some of the most classic examples and species that we know and have experienced a massive decline in Ireland and elsewhere would be the curlew and the corncrake, classic ground nesting birds. But there are many other species that nest on the ground, birds like skylarks nest on the ground, even some members of the warbler family nest on the ground. So there's many, many different kinds. And being on the ground, obviously, it stands to reason that they are quite vulnerable to predators. They are quite vulnerable to disturbance. They have less protection, you would expect, than birds that are, let's say, high up in a tree or inside a dense gorse bush or something like that. But the scale of the problem here and the likelihood of the declines, which is just off the charts, it really shows we have a crisis in terms of ground nesting birds. And particularly in our farmland birds, there's a big overlap there as well. But it seems they're many, many times more likely to suffer declines than other species.
All right, let's talk to Barry McMahon now from UCD. Barry, tell us about your findings.
Thanks, Derek. Basically, we put together information from 10 European countries, including Ireland. And these were bird species that were collated from the common bird atlases, if you like. So they're not necessarily our rare creatures. They're common birds that are in our countryside bird survey. So in Ireland, we would have included 52 species. So some of the birds that Niall mentioned just there in terms of, you know, breeding waders and species like that, they weren't part of the study. They were sort of like core species that are covered in censuses every year. And we were able to put together information across Europe with all those species. So like a bird per species per country was like the unit, if you like. And we were able to sort of classify those and say whether they were ground nesting, non-ground nesting, whether they belonged to agriculture or didn't belong to agricultural habitats, or whether they were covered by the Birds Directive Annex 1, so if they were a high level of conservation status or not. And we basically just tested to see, you know, what was the most likely variable or the most likely, parameter to cause a decline. And essentially, if you are a ground nesting bird, you're 15 times more likely to be in decline than a non-ground nesting bird. And if you're a ground nesting bird in agriculture, you're 18 times more likely to be in decline. So they're pretty stark numbers. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time we've sort of uncovered trends like this. You may remember a few years ago, we were on looking at a study that covered data from Britain and Ireland. And there was similar enough trends where we used atlas data, which would have covered the entire range of terrestrial birds. So that would have been sort of more comprehensive. But we run the risk of constantly coming up with bad stories, if you like, or negative stories. But unfortunately, you know, when you look at these core species, they're running the same sort of levels of decline. And the likelihood is that these creatures are in decline because of they're more susceptible to predation than the other species.
You sound very frustrated, Barry.
No, I'm not frustrated. As a scientist, you have to be objective. So you try and be as clinical with the presentation of evidence as you can be. It's not that it's not new evidence. It's wide ranging in relation to how comprehensive it is across Europe. So this isn't just an Irish issue. Because we hear a lot about sort of reversing habitat declines and how important this is. But it's really, really clear. And again, I would have said this to you 4 years ago. Reversing the declines of the habitats is not going to get us out of the problem that we're in at the moment, because the birds won't be there by the time the habitats are reversed. And that's pretty obvious when you look at the declines in these species.
Barry, it's Niall here. Really very sobering statistics indeed. And the fact that it's a problem at such a massive scale, not just in Ireland, but across all of the other countries that you've been studying or included in this study, it's almost overwhelming how serious this is, those levels of decline. You mentioned about predation there. So these birds or their chicks or their eggs being killed and eaten by predators. But surely they've had to deal with predators all the time. That's not a recent problem. They've always been predators around. Why have they become more of an issue in recent years? Has something changed in that environment that makes those predators greater in number, more effective in what they're doing? Are there a different suite of predators now than in the past?
That's the pertinent question, Niall. You know, that's hitting the nail on the head. So essentially, we know that we're in the Anthropocene now, and certainly the landscapes that we've created in Western Europe over the last 50 to 60 years, with lots of different edge habitats where you have intersections between various different habitat types. Those types of edge habitats really suit predators, let's say like foxes and grey crows and magpies. So I would say it's the landscapes that we've created over the last number of years have really created a situation where the predators really proliferate, so they really do incredibly well. And also the habitats are suboptimal in terms of where these ground nesting birds can choose to put their nests and to find cover, etc. You know, you mentioned again some of the iconic ground nesting birds that are in decline, but the main species that we would have seen that are in decline in Ireland would have been skylark and meadowpipit. So if you look, if you think about those types of scenarios, they basically are in a situation where there are like large numbers of predators around the areas where they're breeding. So even if they get to a situation where they hatch eggs and they're feeding young, the chances of those young getting to fledging stage are reduced. That's what our data would indicate.
On top of all that and habitat loss, is the decline of insect population as part of the rich biodiversity we once had, is that having a major impact on the success of rearing chicks for the likes of meadowpipits and skylarks, coupled with the predation? Is that a major issue?
We didn't test it in our data, Eric, but it's likely to have an effect. Certainly the anecdotal information and some of the information that's been published, not with very comprehensive data, but certainly with indicative data across Europe, is that insects are in decline across Europe. I mean, you hear records of people saying that they don't have the same levels of insects on their car windows as they used to have. And this is likely to have an impact in relation to, you know, the first 2 weeks of many ground nesting birds would be insect feeding species, and therefore it's likely to have a decline. But I'll state again for absolute clarity, this isn't something that we tested ourselves in our study.
Barry, I'm presuming there's something of a vicious circle happening here as well, because, you know, my logic, at least to me, would seem to suggest that when these birds become rarer and rarer, it therefore is more likely they would be predated, because it's much easier for the predator to find that single nest. If you're a bird like a lapwing, let's say, nesting on the ground in a big colony, and if there's lots of you there and a fox comes in and takes some chicks or some eggs, well, the fact is that most of you will probably survive. But you've only a couple of pairs of lapwing in a field, it's very likely that that fox will come in and wipe out everybody. So is this something that will be self-perpetuating if we can't find a way to try and halt this and reverse it?
Well, certainly with the species that you mentioned, Niall, the likelihood is that these creatures, when they have a certain threshold is crossed, so when you have, let's say, 15 to 20 pairs of lapwing, they're very good at mobbing creatures out of an area. But if there is a reduction in those numbers and you get it down to two or three, then their effectiveness in terms of being able to mob a fox or being able to mob a grey crow or a raven out of an area is reduced. So to answer your question, it seems likely that it is a sort of a self-perpetuating process. We have this analogy in genetic terms where we talk about the extinction vortex. So there's probably a demographic vortex as well, based upon what we've seen in relation to certain species. And lapwing is a really good example of that.
Barry, thank you very much indeed. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Derek.
That's not good news, boys, is it, really, when you think about it?
No, it's quite depressing, really. But it's reality. And, you know, it's important for us on a show like this to highlight these things. We really have to grab this now because, as Barry said, by the time we do all this rewilding, many of the species will be gone.
All right.